Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. A shaila just came to my desk this week about having a outdoor kiddush, a social distancing kiddush or lunch on Shabbos or Shavuos. So I'm not addressing any legal issues, I'm not addressing any medical issues, I just want to address halachic issues of having a lunch, having a kiddush on the lawn. Is that something that's allowed? So the Gemara in Shabbos, today's Daf Ayin Gimel, tells us that one of the toldos of Zoreya is mashke. If a person waters the grass, that's a violation of Zoreya. Now the Gemara tells us also in Maseches Moed Katan that mashke is also subject to the Isser of Choresh. So when a person does mashke, a person waters the grass, he's doing two things. He's helping it grow, Zoreya, and he is also helping soften the ground, which is a violation of Choresh. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Shin Lamed Vav Siv Gimel, he quotes from the Gaonim and other Rishonim, that a person's allowed to walk on grass, aval ha'ochen baginos asurin lita yadeim al ha'asavim. The person who eats in his garden, his front yard, his backyard, anywhere where there's grass, it's also to wash your hands over the grass, shemashkinosa, you are watering it, and afa pishein mechavin, even though you don't have intention of watering the grass and helping it grow and softening the ground, it's still what's called a psik resha. It's a psik resha, it's inevitable, and therefore it's a violation midaraisa. Is there any such heter to wash your hands over the grass? So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, if it's not your ground, it's not your grass, it's not your yard, it's a gina shena shalo, or, and also, filo shel adam ovo, not a good friend of yours or a family, a place that you don't really care where, how it grows. So then he says, there are those who are matir because it's a psik resha, dilo nichle. Problem with this heter is, number one, is unlikely you'll be eating on a property of someone who you don't like. So you're probably eating at a family or friend if this would be a possibility. So it's going to still be nichle. And even if it's delo nichle, says the Mishnah Berurah, there are still many, many poskim who say it's aser midrabanan lichadchila, even a psik resha delo nichle. So is there still any heter to eat, wash hands over a garden? So the Shulchan Aruch says further, although you can't pour water on grass, it's mutter lahatil behem meir glaim, one could urinate on the grass, oshar mashkim shenem matzmich, and any other type of liquid that will not help it grow. So what's an example of this? Mishnah Berurah says, yayin. The person is drinking wine and pours the wine in the grass. Wine is too strong, it's not going to help it grow. That's going to soften it. So what about other types of liquids? Prima Gadim says beer is also, since it has water, it's going to help. So soda has a lot of water. Most drinks have water on it. It will be subject to the issa. So the only heter is to pour wine on the grass, because that's all we know won't help it grow any further. The Berlacha says, wait a second. Although the wine won't help it grow, it's still going to soften the ground. Isn't that still a violation of the second issa of Choresh? So he says it's very hard to understand. It's a tzarachin, but it seems that the tibur is the minhag is not to be makbid on the wine. That being said, so you can go ahead and pour wine. But you and I aren't pouring wine on the ground. We're just eating on the table. We're trying to be very neat. And the Ramah ends and says, Lachain, Tov lahachmish lo lechol beginos. A person should be machmir, best to be machmir, and not to eat in gardens or over the grass anywhere. Imishamish sham imayin. If one is using water at the table, even though you don't plan to wash the hands, you plan to wash your hands inside somewhere. If there's water at the table or any byproduct of water or anything with ingredients of water, such as beer and perhaps soda, the bekoshi yesh lizar shal yiplu shamayim. It's very, very hard to avoid water being spilled. So therefore, it's the answer should be people should not have a kiddush or lunch on the grass. I know there are some communities and shuls that do. Perhaps they don't serve drinks that are going to water the ground. Maybe soda is too strong. It's like wine. It won't help the grass grow. But this is something very, very important one must keep in mind when having outdoor lunches or outdoor kiddushim or eating and drinking stam outside over grass.